Browns and Giants Sunday, Huntington Bank Field. And to talk about it, we welcome in Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, Lima has a question for you. Lima, go.
Yeah, given the news yesterday of one of the all-time newsbreakers calling it a career because he wants his time back, he wants to spend time with other people in his life, Woj had the ultimate bomb yesterday that he was walking away from millions of dollars. Mary Kay had a detail in his story about showering with his cell phone at all times. Is that something you, as a newsbreaker, does?
I have known to have it nearby. Now, one thing I do is I walk. I'm a walker. So anyone that sees me on my little jaunts around Rocky River here, you will see me always with my computer on my back in a drawstring bag. So I know that is very sad, but that is just the life of a beat writer.
You have had to, I'm not saying, I don't think you're sad. You have had to stop your walks and like sit down on the sidewalk and write something?
Numerous times, yes, absolutely.
Wow.
It always comes in handy. And I really don't go anywhere without my computer. It can be a restaurant. I mean, I'll leave it in the car, but I have it with me at all times.
So I had asked the question earlier in the show. Like, I understand Woj was making an incredible amount of money, providing him with an incredible lifestyle, but a lifestyle that you can't possibly ever truly enjoy. Mary Kay, have you ever been on vacation and had to, with family or friends, and had to walk away from the nice evening because you have to write 1,000 words on the Browns swing tackle?
Many, many times that has happened to me, especially because the Browns have had so much dysfunction over the years that I remember trying to go to mom prom with my son at St. Ignatius, and something happened with Johnny Manziel, and I had to, before I walked into mom prom, or right before, I made it to mom prom, and I made it on time because I was always very committed to getting to every one of my children's activities, but it wasn't without, like, you know, banging out a little bit of a Johnny Manziel story before I walked in.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. When's Jed Wills going to play?
I would say he's a couple weeks out. I think Jack is closer. He got back to practice a little bit sooner, and he seems to be pretty much ready to go. He is full go on the injury report this week, whereas Jed has been limited.
What's taking so long? I mean, this was what? This was a scope? What's taking so long here?
You know, every injury is different, and every body heals differently, so you never know. I was told that DeJuan's torn MCL wasn't as bad as Jed's, so it depends on the severity of the injury. You can't compare apples to apples, and we shouldn't judge Jed negatively for not being back yet.
So your thought is that it will be Conklin this week, or no, not ready yet?
You know, I'm going to say if I were the Browns, I would probably ease Jack Conklin back into it, put him in there on some third downs. Now, this week you've got DeJuan Jones ailing a little bit with his torn MCL recovery. He's got a sore knee. So I would probably throw Jack in there to give James Hudson a little help every once in a while, maybe on third down, but you might need a little help on the other side as well. So maybe Jack is a bit of a swing tackle this week.
Mary Kay with us. We were talking about Deshaun Watson, his performance last week. I thought it was a very nice bounce-back performance. I still think he's far away from being the Deshaun Watson we need him to be. How did you feel about his performance, and do you think we're going to see an even better version this week?
Well, I will say this. If we had been told David Njoku is not going to play in that game and Amari Cooper is only going to catch 3 of 8 targets for 16 yards, I don't know if very many of us would have put that down as a victory. So I think the fact that Deshaun Watson was able to pull that off without his top two targets, I think that was pretty remarkable. If you look at Brock Purdy, let's see what Brock Purdy is going to be able to do when he doesn't have Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel. A quarterback sometimes is only as good as the supporting cast. And I think that hopefully for Deshaun, he and Amari will kind of get it back together soon. But He's not going to have David this week, so I can't say that he's going to go out there necessarily and light it up. He is heating up with Jerry Jeudy. That's good for him. But I think that, you know, right now they're a little challenged in the passing game until Deshaun and Amari kind of get it together.
What's going on with Amari Cooper? Why is he struggling?
I don't know. You know, we have him today, so looking forward to talking to him. And I think it could be a combination of things. First of all, he missed all of OTAs, and he sat out the mandatory minicamp. And maybe those reps do matter. Coaches certainly think they do. Players don't necessarily think they do. But maybe all of that practice and all of those reps and all of that time on task, maybe it does mean something. And then the other thing is, of course, he was the subject of trade rumors. And different guys respond to things differently. Perhaps this is in his head a little bit. And I don't know. We will ask him that today. Maybe that has nothing to do with it. Maybe it's just nothing at all, and he will go out there this week and catch 8 passes for 110 yards and 2 touchdowns. So we just kind of have to see where it's going, but I do feel like it's going to get better, and Deshaun certainly feels like that.
Heading over to the defensive side of the ball, Myles Garrett, obviously dominant again through the first 2 games of the year. At the same time, he is dealing with a foot issue. We were just kind of mulling it over, given the schedule, and we know what a gauntlet it becomes once they start with Philly on October 13th. No reprieve there. Every week is going to be a challenge after that. Should they get him a week off for some rest before then? Because they don't have that bye until the middle of November.
Well, they'll monitor it. If it gets to the point where he needs a blow like that, then they'll give it to him. But he's never been one to want that. He always wants to be out there for his team. He's one of those guys that will drag himself out onto the field in some kind of pain. I mean, you can always appreciate that about Myles Garrett. So he's not coming off that field unless he absolutely has to. And then they will monitor it, and they'll limit him when he needs to be limited. He only played, I think, 41 snaps in this past game. That seemed to be pretty manageable. It didn't really look like it was bothering him much until he tried to chase down Trevor Lawrence on that 33-yard run. After that, he was struggling over there a little bit. But I think he should be okay. If he's not, they'll dial it back. Same thing with Denzel Ward. He only played 11 snaps. He should probably play more this week with the shoulder, but these are two things to keep an eye on.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here. Bill Callahan, how much do they miss him?
Well, I think that remains to be seen. I think more so than anything right now, they miss their left tackle. And that's basically what's been going on. So let's see what happens when he has a full complement of players back and when DeJuan Jones isn't over there suffering from not only now a sore knee, but also a shoulder injury that's been bothering him. We watched him injure that shoulder down at the Greenbrier, so I don't think he's been 100% yet. But he's another one of those guys where he knows the guys need him. He knows that he has to be out there, especially with Jed needing a little bit more time to come back on the left side. So let's see how it all goes in a couple of weeks.
We had debated in the lead up to the season, we're talking to Mary Kay Cabot right now on the hotline, about this offense being tailored for Deshaun Watson, and that is what Ken Dorsey was going to be bringing from Buffalo. What have you seen so far with the offense? Because last week, we tend to think, our amateur eyes, that it looked a lot more like a Kevin Stefanski offense.
Well, here's the thing that everyone has to remember. Every Monday, or Sunday or Monday, everyone wants to make these sweeping conclusions about a team, about an offense. Just because they pulled out the jumbo formation and went with 2 tight ends and Zach Zinter and Nick Harris in this game, that doesn't mean they have found their identity and they're back to doing things Kevin Stefanski's way. You do what you have to do in each week to win the football game. If that requires jumbo, you go jumbo. If it requires 3 wides, you do that. 4 wides, go ahead. It's whatever it takes to win the football game. This is a multiple offense that can do many, many things. So I think it will evolve over time. I've been saying this for a long time. It's a work in progress. It's a brand new offense. They are still trying to find what they do well and what they need to throw out of the playbook. So I don't think that you can say, oh, geez, look what they had to do. It's not that. It's what they had to do that week to win that game in those conditions with those offensive linemen and no David Njoku and different things like that. So it's way too early to start saying, oh, quarterbacks aren't throwing long anymore. Well, I just don't think that you can make really sweeping conclusions like that after week two.
All right, the Bengals 0-2, the Ravens 0-2, the Steelers 2-0, but their offense looks like it once again is on life support. Mary Kay, is the AFC North overrated?
No, it's not overrated. Both the Bengals and the Ravens have played the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs, so that's always a tough assignment, of course. So, no, I don't think so. There's a long, long way to go. And a couple of these teams, including the Bengals, always start slow and then heat up as they go along. So we'll see how it goes. But I will say this, it is setting up for quite the Hard Knocks AFC North in those final six games of the season. I think that's going to live up to all the hype.
Are they filming now or do they film later? I know it starts on December 3rd, but when do they come in?
I don't think they're going to start filming yet. We haven't seen anything yet. I think it'll be more towards the end of the season there.
Mary Kay, 85 degrees coming up on Sunday at home. Should we scrap the idea of a dome altogether now that the weather is amazing?
Great question.
No, I don't think it's time to scrap that yet. It'll be interesting to see what the decision is, but no, not time for that yet.
Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. All the very best to you and yours, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Hopefully you don't miss out on any life events tweeting today. Mary Kay, we wouldn't want you to go the way of Woj.
I won't. I have a big weekend coming up, and I'm not missing anything.
All right, Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Wonderful stuff from her.